Hello, and welcome to Plant Powered Buddhist Podcast, where we are learning to turn our eating habits into a spiritual practice. I'm Sensei. I want to welcome you from wherever you're listening in the world. I also want to say a heartfelt thank you to all of my followers, my supporters, my clients, and my students. Without your support, I simply couldn't do what I do. I'm excited about today's episode, so with no further ado, let us begin. So I want to welcome you to this episode, which I think is very important. And we're going to discuss today oppressive acts, a system, if you will, of oppression. Now, some of you, many of you perhaps, are interested in relieving, let's say, the suffering of other beings. This might be systems of oppression having to do with social justice. So perhaps you work or volunteer for an organization that is primarily focused on, let's say, reducing or eliminating racism, reducing or eliminating economic disparities, reducing or eliminating gender discrimination. And perhaps maybe you're an animal activist and you're participating in efforts to stop the oppression and slaughter of animals. All of these things are worthy endeavors. And in fact, the people who are engaged with these very activities often have very kind hearts. They're well-meaning. They're doing this because they believe that there will be some benefit, if not to the world, at least to their environment, to their group, to their social class, to their gender, etc. But these same individuals, and many, many more, while they are engaged in such noble activity, daily engage in a type of self-oppression, a system, if you will, that is not devised by government, that is not created by another person, that is not even motivated by something external to the self. And every day, this oppressive act, these oppressive thoughts are habitually engaged in without any conscious thought, even in the midst of trying to save so-and-so or such-and-such or fighting for this or that cause, the cause of your own beingness has perhaps the greatest oppressor, and that is you. Now, you may be offended, and I'm okay by that, because something needs to penetrate through the unconscious activity, the oppression, and I use that word because it is appropriate. The oppressive action that you yourself engage in every single day. Now, you may be saying to yourself, look, I'm not someone who hurts animals. I'm not someone who hates people. I don't try to cheat people out of money, etc. No, we're not talking about that. And maybe you don't do those things, but that alone does not mean that you yourself are not only an oppressor, but the oppressor of your own self. Now, how could this be? Think about your daily life and what do you do? What do you engage in or not engage in, as the case may be, that would make you an oppressor of your own self? This may take a moment to reflect upon before an answer becomes very obvious. Because what I'm going to say next is something that you might not normally think of as being oppressive, yet the effects, the impact, are precisely that. And what are some of the things that can happen as a result of being oppressed? Well, depending upon that type of oppression, it could be anything from psychological suffering, that is, certain mental states, from the very mild to the severe, anxiety, depression, to something even worse. It could be emotional dependency. I can't be without this. The biochemistry has taken over, the spirit has taken over your ability to think. And then also, it could result in certain physical manifestations, which we call disease or dis-ease. And so this form of oppression of which you are engaging in over and over again, every single day, has to do with your eating habits. Now, those of you who have been listening to my podcast know that I don't go into promoting this way or that way of eating, meaning carnivore versus plant-based versus pescatarian or paleo, etc. That's not my lane. There are plenty of podcasts and people who want to opine about that. But what I focus on is spiritualizing the act of eating. So in the context of today's episode, how is oppressive eating spiritual? Well, obviously it is not. It's oxymoronic to say that spiritual eating and oppressive eating are the same thing. Because on the one hand, there is a sense of practice, of consciousness, of presence. And on the other, there is habit, culture, tradition, and taste buds, slavery to the taste buds, what I call the four horsemen. And so I share this with you today as a way to get you to think about the system of self-oppression. Now, what are some of the things that your current eating habits, forget about what it is that you're actually eating. Are you eating enough this, that, and the other? No, we're not going to do that today. But your actual eating habits, when you eat, how you eat, where you eat. Do you eat while texting, scrolling through videos? You're distracted, talking on the phone. Do you eat out of habit when you're not really hungry, but you figure you need to do something, so you eat something? Oppressive. You eat when you're sad. Oppressive. You eat simply because you're having a good moment. Oppressive. Now, I know in your mind you might think, well, that's a little bit severe, but it's not. Think about it. Think about how many times you put a single morsel of food into your mouth and the circumstances under which you do that. Most of you will be thinking, well, I do it when I'm hungry. Not the case. Anxiety, depression, stress, emotional attachments of various sorts are all driving your eating habits.
And so while you may be engaged or concerned about stopping systems of oppression here and there, you're an oppressor yourself. You're oppressing yourself. No one forces you to put the food in your mouth that you eat and when you eat it. No one. And you may say, well, I don't have access to this type of food, or I eat under certain circumstances, and, you know, I need this, I need that. Listen to this language. And then once you've done that long enough, then the biochemistry takes over. So there has been a lot of research and studies and talk these days about the gut and the microbiome. And once you've oppressed yourself long enough, just like any other system of oppression, it doesn't require any effort to continue. Think about every system of oppression out there existing. It's a well-oiled machine. Racial discrimination, it just seems to be innate to racially discriminate for some people. To be biased against a particular gender seems to be innate for many people. To withhold opportunity, economic, educational, housing, healthcare, seems to just be part of, quote unquote, the system. Your eating habits are the same way. You think you're in control, and you're not. You are oppressing yourself. And that can end starting today. But it begins like every other type of system oppression in terms of addressing it. It begins with awareness. What is your awareness? And so I'm not here today to speak to you in comforting words, because those comforting words aren't enough to penetrate through the oppressive acts that you yourself are the master of. And until you begin to make some connection, mental, spiritual, psychological, emotional, or otherwise, that you are oppressing yourself, then you cannot make a change. And we haven't even discussed whether you are a parent or a householder where you're feeding kids or a partner. You're eating garbage and eating for certain reasons, and so you pass that on to your kids or to your partner, and now your oppression is exponential. And people are acting in a certain way because that's the way you are. And you may even think, hey, I'm doing a loving act by preparing this for so-and-so, my child or my partner. And all the while, it's oppressive. It's oppression. So, there are a couple of things that you can do to begin to change this starting today, because we're all about practice, not habit. We're all about conscious decisions, not unconscious decisions. So the first thing is beginning with the awareness that you are oppressing yourself. And if you need proof of that, I've already given you the things that you can think about. Think about what you eat, how you eat, when you eat, and then juxtapose that to your psychological states, day to day, moment to moment, your emotional states, and your physical state, your health, that is to say. And look at ways in which the correlation between your food selection and your food practice is impacting these other areas. Think about this. Evaluate this, and you will begin to see, oh, wow. No one's forcing me to do this. Now, you can blame it on other people. Well, so-and-so broke my heart, or I got fired from a job, got some bad news, this, that, and the other. But when will those excuses stop? Isn't that just what an oppressor of a system does? Oh, I can't, you know, provide equal education for you because that's too expensive. You want access to good health care? Well, you know, we can't do that for everyone. You want me to not judge you based upon your gender? Well, everybody does that. Excuses, aren't they? And you rail against those excuses. You fight against it with your intellect, with your money, with your resources, with your time. But when it comes to your own self-oppression, nothing but excuses. So first, there has to be an awareness that you are oppressing yourself in a way that would be far more detrimental than anyone else could ever do to you, because it's self-inflicted. Self-inflicted oppression. There's no system like that because it's completely unconscious. And I want you to think now in this moment, as I'm calling this out, are you feeling offended like an oppressor feels? When you call out a racist, when you call out someone who is prejudiced, when you call out someone who is helping harm other people based on some subjective criteria, are you responding now in this moment the way they respond to you? The signs of an oppressor. Man. How many excuses do you have? How many excuses do you find acceptable for those who are perpetuating systems of oppression? None. But for yourself, you have 10, 12, 15. Number two, accountability. Enlist someone, a friend, family member, coworker, anyone, to hold you accountable in the same way that you hold others accountable for things that you dislike. Now I'll leave it to you to decide what those parameters will be, but make them, let's say, give them some teeth. Set up some parameters so that as you are continuing to oppress yourself, that someone else can call that out in a way that gets your attention, that makes you cease to be an oppressor. And then number three, again, we're about practice. The very next time you eat or drink something, and every time thereafter, I want you to ask yourself, in this moment, am I oppressing myself? Not, does this make me feel good, that I deserve this? I'll stop next time. No. Every time you eat, every time you sit down to eat, every time you drive through that drive-thru, sit down at the restaurant, reach into your purse or your backpack, go to that vending machine, wherever it is that you eat, out of the garden. Ask yourself in that moment, am I oppressing myself? And see if you can authentically answer that question. That's it for today. I want you to reflect upon this deeply, because self-oppression is the worst system of oppression of all. And I mean that sincerely. Here we've spoken of it in the context of our eating, in the case of many habits, not even their practice, but their habits. But there are many other ways that you can oppress yourself. But in my opinion, food is the number one way in which that can happen. It can lead to addictions of various sorts, not even having to do with food. This is how powerful it is. Food can be a medicine or it can be a poison. It can liberate you or continue to make you an oppressor of yourself and others. Until next time, peace and blessings.
And that concludes this episode of Plant Powered Buddhist Podcast. I want to thank you again for joining me today. I also want to quickly mention several ways in which you can support my work. One, wherever you're listening to this podcast or this episode right now, if there's the ability to leave a review or a 5-star rating, I would definitely appreciate that. Secondly, if you'd like to learn more about my background, my books, the services that I offer, where my social media sites are, or you'd like to invite me to speak publicly, please visit plantpoweredbuddhist.com. You can do all of that there. Third, if you have a family member, a friend, or a colleague who you think would benefit from my content, please share this episode or my podcast with that person or those people. Lastly, in this episode that you just listened to, there is a clickable link. And if it's not clickable, you can cut and paste it into your browser. That'll take you to a page where you can begin to support my work monetarily on a monthly basis for as little as $1 a month. If you could find it in your heart to do any of those things, I would deeply appreciate it. Until next time, peace and blessings.